Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paved for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo-hoo. Hey, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. This is the day, hallelujah, where we are live. So good morning to each and every one of you live here on Blog Talk Radio and here on the conference line, to my co-host, hallelujah, amen, young men of God, Pastor Aaron Myers, amen, good morning to you, sir, and to the host of God's people, where we say praise the Lord, hallelujah. I'm excited, Lord, hallelujah. It's been 12 months. I can't believe that it seems like we should be on just in March. But Pastor Aaron, we in December. My. What you got to say about being in December? My. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother Thelma Sydney.
Amen. Just me.
Hallelujah. Look. It's the saints of old says, just another day.
Amen.
Has kept me. Hallelujah. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad. Hallelujah. I'm glad about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to let Mother Sydney take us before the throne, and then we're going to come back, Pastor Aaron and I, and we're going to take the questions, and administrator is going to give us some announcements. Amen. The Mother Sydney, go ahead.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Evangelist Will. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank you on this morning, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, for another day, God, for another day, Lord God, that we haven't seen before. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for touching us higher, the most higher, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to just say thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for touching us this morning, the most higher, God, for giving us the activities of our limb, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God. Oh, my, the most higher. Thank you, Lord God, higher, the most higher, that your presence is here with us, Lord God. Lord, okay, thank you, Lord God, that you've been waiting upon us, God. And, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Lord God, for this day and for this hour of time of prayer, Lord God. How about you, God? Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord God, that we're here standing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, praying for the nations, Lord God, across the world today, God, in the name of Jesus, that over the 200 nations, Lord God, will come together. Yes, Lord God, that Shia, God, on one accord, Lord God, one tongue, Lord God, one nation, Lord God, one body, Lord God, the Oshaya, God, like the body of Christ, Lord God. There's one body, God, of Oshaya, but there are many members, Lord God. And we just want to thank you this morning, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the visionary of the line, Lord God. Continue to protect him, Lord God, that you continue to be with him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank and praise you right now, Lord God, that you have angels encamped around him. Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, that his health is superb, Lord God, of Oshaya, God. Lord God, that he's walking daily with you, Lord God, in everything that he do, Lord God. He's acknowledging you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, of Oshaya, God, for the hands that you have upon him, that you're leading him, that you're guiding him. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're providing him with everything that he needs, God, would have no lack in no area of his life, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless your name on this morning, God. We bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we pray for all that are coming up on the line, Lord God, of Oshaya, God, and all of those that requested prayer of us, Lord God. We don't know what to pray for, Lord God. We don't know how to pray, of Oshaya, God. But we know, Lord God, that the Spirit of the living God, oh, my God, he searches our heart, Lord God. And, God, he takes that petition to the throne of grace, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, for Avengers Will, Dr. Will, Lord God, on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for a faithfulness and a love for your word, your love for the people, Lord God, the love for the young people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, we asking you, Lord God, on this morning, God, that you word her lips of clay, Lord God. Pastor Aaron, lips of clay, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, bless him the more, Lord God. A young man, the Oshaya, God, that's carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord God. He didn't know that he would be carrying it around the world, God, but he's carrying it, Lord God, around the world on today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you that you equip him, my middle most higher God, even the more so, God, that you will give him a rhema word for the masses of the people, Lord God. Lord God, you said if I be lifted up among the earth, you will draw all men unto you, Lord God, as he lifts you up on the earth, Lord God. Lord God, draw all men, God, unto him, Lord God. But most of all, draw the young crowd, Lord God. Draw the millennial, not of Oshaya, not of Oshaya, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, for administrator. Thank you, Lord, for the administrator of the line, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for the gift, Lord God, that you have given her on the inside of her, God. Lord God, that, and for her obedience and for her faithfulness, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to touch now, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen her body, God. Lord God, that you continue to blossom brain awareness, the organization that she has, God, that you continue to supply all need, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for all of your people by the sound of my voice, God, and those that are coming in on today, Lord God. Whatever they need is, Lord God, that of Oshaya, God. Lord God, it is met on today, God, that of Oshaya, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And as you dropped in our spirit on yesterday, Lord God, that of Oshaya, God, that which we pray for, God, is manifested now in the Oshaya, God. We take it for today, God. Lord God, you delay your coming. We take it for tomorrow, God. That which we pray for, that which your people have prayed for, Lord God, has been manifested on today, God, the Rebochaya, God, in the Maniochaya, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, Lord God. Bless your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, you are God that sits high, God, and you look low down upon us, Lord God. David said, I was once young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, but never the seed begging bread, Lord God. Our seed will not beg bread, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank and praise you for their salvation. Because it was one day, God, that we prayed for them, God. And we thanking you for the salvation of our family, God. We thanking you for the healing of our family, God. We thanking you, Lord God, in the ocean, God. Lord God, that they will serve you until the day they die, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as we apply the blood of Jesus up over the line. Lord God, that you were worth and lift the claim on this morning, Lord God. And everything that transpired on today, God, that you get the glory, you get the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. To God be the glory.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
All right. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Administrator, do we have any more announcements?
Good morning. God bless you, Evangelist Sydney. Please keep in mind that Dr. Matthews is on his way to San Antonio, Texas. He's on his way to Overflow Kingdom Ministries at 7250 Vandalia Road, Suite 113. He'll be the guest speaker on December the 5th at 10 o'clock a.m. for the consecration service of Minister Sonia Jackson and Minister, our very own Minister Tina Rice, into the Office of the Prophetess. That's Sunday morning, December the 5th, 2021, in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Matthews will be the guest speaker. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be more than happy to coordinate that for you. Please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can call the local ministry at 708-825-1988. God bless you, Dr. Brooks.
Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Aaron, are you good?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Good morning.
Are you ready? Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
All right. Administrator, do we have any questions coming from, hallelujah, the youth? Amen.
No, ma'am, not at this time.
All right. At this time, again, we thank and praise God for you, and you joining us this morning. If you desire to have a question or a comment, for my youth leader or those that is rearing you. You have a burning question in your heart, amen. You can start 6-year line if you're on the conference line. If you are on the blog side, you can hit 1 on the dial of your phone, or you can be live, be heard audible, or you can put something in the chat room, or if you desire not to be audible, if you're on either side, you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. And that would allow you, amen, to ask your question. Amen. You can text it. An administrator will let us know that there is, hallelujah, a text in there for us to answer the question. All right? Hallelujah. So is there anyone at this time? We are live all over the world. We say happy, happy, happy birthday to those that are celebrating a birthday or today or anniversary, or those that have the happy belated birthday, but those since the last time we have come on the line, which was Thursday, Friday of last month. If you celebrated a birthday beforehand or anniversary, we say happy belated. Amen. And you're still here to let us know that, hallelujah, God is good. You're coming to join us this morning. So is there anyone that have a question or comment for us? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, if there is no questions or comments this morning, Pastor Aaron, what's on your heart this morning, young man?
Amen. Good morning. If there's anything that I want to say for this morning, you know, is be who you are, not who your mother or your father or your peers, who they believe you to be, but truly seek the face of God and come into the knowing of yourself through God. So that's what I mean when I say be who you are. We're in a season now that, you know, I know we've talked about identity crisis and things like that, you know, especially for the youth, you know what I'm saying? You know, we don't have a lot of time to, or it seems if we don't have much time to really learn who we are because we're busy being kids, we're busy being, you know, students in the classroom, things of that sort. So in that frame of time, you're not being introduced quite yet into the know of who you are, let alone in the know of who God is to you for your own personal self. So I do want to share that and to remind even us who are older to remember to be who you are in the sight of the Lord. Be who you are in the sight of the Lord, not for fame or glory or for show, you know, but coming to the know of who you are in Christ, of who you are in God. So be who you are on this day. Be who you are.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Well, we have an exciting word this morning. Glory to God. We are going to be coming. I was in the vehicle with my husband the other day, and the other evening, and the Lord dropped a thought in my mind to talk to the young people. Hallelujah. And the topic this morning is don't fall for the okie dokie. Don't fall for the okie doke, and you're gonna see what we're talking about in a minute. Pastor Aaron, you got our questions. I mean, our bullets ready. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Yes, I'm going to. It might seem said that we're not trying to insult anyone's intelligence, but we're going to be coming from Joshua chapter number 9 this morning. Amen. Joshua chapter 9. And Particularly, we want the youth, hallelujah, to listen in. And not only just the youth, I think this is messages for everybody this morning. What you think, Pastor Aaron? Are you still there, Pastor Aaron?
Yes, sir. My bad. I have my phone on mute. I apologize. As I was studying, you know, the particular scripture, and, you know, what I got from it, too, is a couple of things that, you know, I've learned. I believe in verse.
Wait, we got to read the scripture first. We can't spill the beans yet. We got to listen.
Okay. My bad. Oh, but yes, but I do agree with you said. It's a word. This is a word for some of everybody, especially in the hour in which we're not. Yes, ma'am. So my bad. I didn't want to spill the beans. I was about to spill it all.
Don't spill it. Hold it. Hold on beans right there. you can get beans. Oh, let me read the scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to read Joshua chapter 9, the whole entire chapter, because we want you to understand, hallelujah, exactly what's going on. So I'm going to read, and then Pastor Aaron is going to come back, and he's going to spill some beans. Hallelujah. I gave him some little books, and then I'm going to come back and highlight on the beans. Amen. Here we go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, give me clarity, Lord. Speak, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. How you would come forth, Lord, with that and with power. Lord God, hallelujah. You let us decrease, and you have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you and we magnify you in the mighty, magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads as Joshua chapter 9. I'm reading from the King James Version. And it came to pass when all the kings which were on in the hills and in the valley and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Anytime that you see ite on the end, I-T-E, that means kin of whoever we're talking about. So we're talking about the kin of ite. We talk about the kin of Amron. We talk about the kin of Canaan, the Perizzites, Hivites, and so forth. Get what I'm saying. And that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard that Joshua had done unto Jericho and the city of Ai, they did work willing and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles, old and rent, and bound up, and old shoes and clouted upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua unto the camp at Gilgal and said unto him and to the men of Israel, we be come from a far country. Now, therefore, make ye a league with us. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, peradventure, ye dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. Joshua said unto them, who are ye, and from whence ye come ye? And they said unto him, from a very far country, liars. Oh, I'm sorry, that slipped out. Thy servants are come because
of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him, all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings, Amorites, and were beyond Jordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and the Og, king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore, our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us. Liars again, that slipped out, saying, take victual with you for the journey, and go and meet them, and say unto them, we are your servants. Therefore, now make ye a league with us. Take our bread. We took hot for our provisions out of our houses on the day we come forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy. And these bottles of wine, which we filled, were new, and behold, they be rent, and these old garments and our shoes are become old by reason of our very long journey. Liars! And the men took of their victual and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. I'm going to read that again. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Newsflash. And the men took their victual and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swear unto them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days, after they had made a league with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors and that they dwelt among them. And the children of Israel journeyed and came unto their cities on the third day. Now, their cities were Gibeah and Philistra and Bithra and I've been there, so I should know how to say that. And the city of the children of Israel smote not hot, because the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. And all the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said unto all the congregation, we have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now, therefore, we may not touch them. Oh, shame. This we will do unto them. We will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us because of the oath which we swear unto them. My God. And here we go. And the princes said unto them, let them live, but let them be hewers of wood and drawers of water unto all the congregation as the princes had promised them. Excuse me. And Joshua called for them, and he spake unto them, saying, wherefore have ye beguiled us meaning lies, say, we are very far from you. Even ye dwell among us. Now, therefore, ye are cursed, and there shall none of you be fed from being bondmen, be freed from bondmen, being bondmen, and hewers of wood and drawers of the water for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua and said, because it was certain, hold thy servant, how that the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants and the land from before you. Therefore, we were so afraid of our lives because of you and have done this thing. And now, behold, we are in thine hand as it seemeth good and right unto thee to do unto us do. And so did he unto them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, that they slew them not. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation altar, and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day, in the place which he called could choose. And that is the reading of the word of the Lord. All right, Pastor Aaron, go ahead and spill the beans.
Amen. The first bulletin was be careful of who you connect with. And like I said, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, it doesn't take a genius to figure that one much out. In the same manner, someone said be careful who you have a child with. And this, I can't even say this day and age, because it shows that even in their time, you had to simply be careful, connect with. And it shows that these men, these princes came with ill intentions from the start. Now, I'm just going to just double back. I did read chapter 8, so I can get more clarity on what took place in chapter 9. And the order was that they not take anything from this city that they just finished destroying. But here it is that these neighboring cities, from them hearing what took place, they claim to want to offer a peace offering, but they decide to bring them moldy old bread. It gives them old provisions. It gives them old clothes and old shoes. And then it's plain as day that they lied about how far they've come and what they have brought. You know what I'm saying? Even down to the wine. You know, they say wine is supposed to get better with age. But even the wine itself was bad. So the word I got for that was spoil. So you have to be mindful who you connect with. You know, in the terms you would say, one bad apple will spoil the bunch. But these were a league of princes that came with gifts that were spoiled and of no good use. So you have to be mindful of who you connect with, because there are people that will see the good and see the things in which you do and will come to intentionally try to rot you out from the inside. So they made their way in, and just as quick as they made their way in, they were trying to rot them out from the inside. They started talking tough amongst each other. But we ain't going to kill them. Now, they came pleading for their life, but once they got inside, we're going to flip the script. So, and I'm going to say this because everyone is not on the same spiritual level of maturity, but it takes being mature in the spirit to, first and foremost, you know, or we say in the street, peep game, you know, and you'll come to learn that sometimes, even if you're dealing with different people, it's always going to be the same spirit. They had to destroy this neighboring city. They just recently destroyed this city. Now, if these guys are saying, or they might do it the same way. They obviously are like the same way as the people they just destroyed were. So they're the same kind of people. They just have a different name, different face. So I'm going to say it once again. It's not necessarily you're always dealing with the same person, but you will find yourself spiritually dealing with the same spirit. And ministry, this is something that I, as young as I am, I've come to know from being brought up and raised in ministry. This is something, this has been a reoccurring thing in ministry that you will oftentimes deal, and it's not everybody, but you will oftentimes deal with different people, but they will come with the same spirit. So be careful who you connect with. Amen. Shall I go on to number two?
Okay. These bullets are what we're talking about. Amen. It's that these are the morals behind the testimony that we just read. All right. So we're giving five bullets behind the morals of the testimony. He said, be careful who you connect with. My thought also to add to what Pastor Aaron said is number one, is evil communication corrupts good manners. So if you connect with somebody that, you know, as Pastor Aaron said, they came, they put on this facade. They came, they already had it in their heart that they was going to, you know, pretend to be something that they wasn't. So these that leave, they wanted to make a impression that, you know, they came from a long way. Moldy bread? When the Lord dropped it in my spirit, that's the first thing, the moldy bread. I was like, I called Pastor and said, do you remember this testimony in the Word? Because, see, I say testimony, and I don't say story, because the Bible don't have stories. Stories is Jack and Jill, Humpty Dumpty, all right, the three little pigs. Mary had a little lamb. But the Bible has a testimony, which is yay and amen. So this actually happened. It's just not a story. It is a testimony for us to understand and to get draw from. And so, therefore, so that's my number one point on this. Go ahead, Pastor Aaron, with number two.
All right, number two, investigate before committing. And the thing is, you have to investigate. And I know in some ministries, and which my ministry have done it before, that before we just take people on as members, as official members, you have to honestly serve your time. Mind you, these was only 3 days that these people were here. But so, it's best to investigate. It's best to investigate a situation. It's not that you're looking to gossip or find dirt, but also stay spiritually inclined. You know, I don't want to rush too fast, but in verse 14, it mentions that they did not seek counsel from God. And that stood out to me more than anything. It didn't matter what they brought or what they were trying to do. The biggest key point out of all this thing was that they did not seek counsel from God. They did not seek counsel from God. And that is so important. That can be the life saver, the life changer out of each and every situation you find yourself in, whether you're looking for a new job, you're looking for a new house, if you're looking for, or if you're in belief of a spouse, always seek and be willing to wait on the answer. And not just wait in vain, you know, because you still have to do some kind of work for yourself now. So, of course, you're going to have to investigate, you know, see what it is and understand what it is that you truly desire out of a situation, especially when it comes down to connecting with people. You know what I'm saying? Because a person can be so blessed and you know, that's what I'm looking for. A person can be highly anointed, but that person may not necessarily be for you. You know what I'm saying? You still can respect who they are as a man, a woman, or even down to their character. But at the same time, that person may not necessarily be for you or who you need in this hour and season. You may have to come back another time, and that's all it is. but still seek counsel with God and don't doubt the answer in which God gives you. You'll be surprised how the answer He God gives you will come. Amen. That's what I have for the second question.
Okay, the second bullet was investigate. And then I'm going to, the first one, we go back, number one, I want to give you that scripture, 1 Corinthians 15 and 13. The second bullet, we're going to support it by 1 John 4 and 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. But try the spirit, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, we're not just purposely saying that, you know, people are just false. But we're saying, hallelujah, that you should allow the Spirit, as Pastor Aaron said in verse 14, if they made it plain that that the men took their victual and they asked not counsel at the mouth of God. You know, the Bible tells us, lean not to our own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. They didn't do this. They just, you know, they didn't investigate. They just took, okay, the polluted stuff. They took the vitriol that was polluted. It was a deceptive. So first of all, as we stated, if you got to know who you connected with, and then after you know who you, before you get connected with them, you got to investigate them. Make sure that, you know, you said know those that labor among you and over you. This is something that we need to do. Sometimes, well, he's nice. They might have that Delilah spirit. Okay, come on, somebody. Oh, they might be all nice and cunning. You know, acting all sweet and coming to you, and they just slivering right on up to you, and then they got you. They done bit you. You got to be careful. Be so ever careful. I'm sounding giddy this morning, but this word, hallelujah, I'm telling you, it is just, it's on point, hallelujah, in my soul. Glory to God. All right, Pastor Aaron. Bullet number three.
Okay, amen. Number three reads, don't just settle for the first. And this key point hit me in a major way. This was some years ago. This is my testimony. Some years ago, I was working on a job, and there were some things going on, some people, and a person which was connected with, they started flipping the script. Now, my mind was not on this person because when I'm working, I'm focused on the task at hand. But sometimes while I'm in the middle of doing something, you know, God would speak to me. So it took places that God told me to share with, you know, a couple of people in my ministry and even none of my family. Be mindful of gifts. And it's all you have to be mindful because, again, like I said, these people came with the wrong intention. You know, for those who are spiritually mature, we know people practice witchcraft. People practice root. You know what I'm saying? So even if the gift looks brand new, they can say, oh, this is for your grandbaby. You got to be mindful of the source in which it comes from. So be careful of gifts from any and everybody. And it's not that you're being superstitious or you're being paranoid, you just got to be careful. You got to be careful. In the same manner in which we go out now and we come back from running around and shopping, you wash and sanitize your hands. Sometimes you got to bless something the same way you bless your own food from your own hands. Sometimes you got to bless stuff, offer up to God, and in the midst of you doing that, God said, put it down. Throw it away. Throw it out. You know, I don't care how nice it looks, because I've seen people offer folks shoes, and I'm telling you, it doesn't make any sense. And these are things, you know, And I know some of you who are listening now are probably thinking back on the time when someone offered you something. And the moment you took that thing, it just seemed stuff was going downhill for a time. And you probably got your answer before now, and you're probably getting your answer now. You're going to have to go back. And it's not that you're paranoid, and it's not that you even have an art against that person. You'd be amazed who have an art against you. Obviously, there's people who approached Joshua. They didn't come with him with an official art. They came to him out of fear, but at the same time, they covered their tracks to make sure they won't be slaying either. They came with fear and lies. These are two things that just simply ain't going to mix. And when it do mix, it mixes for the bad. So when you are, first of all, moving in fear is a terrible thing anyway. I'm not trying to stray off from the topic. But
right.
Most definitely be mindful in which a man or something is getting. How you doing? Good morning. So that's what I got on topic number three.
Okay.
Don't just settle for the first thing.
Don't settle for the first thing. And Pastor Aaron, you're so right, because as I was talking about the Delilah spirit, if you look at how that she came to Samson, looking all good and everything, he thought that's what he wanted. But that's not really what he wanted. Because, see, she wanted to know, you know, where his power lies. And we have to realize, hallelujah, that some people, like you said, it's not being superstitious or nothing like that. That's why you got to try the spirit by the spirit. To see if they be of God, because you know these people, or these, when folks know that you got, they be like trying to figure out why they always getting, seem like they got this and got that, and don't know nothing, never bad happened to them. They don't know nothing bad happens to you. They don't know that when God, they don't see the judgment of God off on you. All they see is the good part. They don't understand how God deals with you. So, you know, some folks, they'll set you up for a trap. They'll try to connect with you just, you know, to bring you down so that they can try to. And this is what Delilah did. I call that a Delilah spirit. Come on, somebody. And then you don't, you know, let me just say this. Jezebel ain't no woman just with a red dress and high heels and red lipstick. Come on, somebody. Jezebel is a spirit that want to take control, want to rule. So what I say, when that Jezebel and Delilah hook up, that spirit, when they hook up, they trying to take you down. Come on, somebody. Don't fall for the okie doke. That's our topic today. Hallelujah. So when you notice and you see, you got to be wise as a serpent. Come on. You got to be wise, because when people come and it seems like, you know, everything that glitter ain't gold, on the other side of the fence ain't always green grass. It's artificial turf. Come on now. Don't fall for the okey-doke. You know, they be talking about the bling-bling, and, you know, you got to investigate before you sign your name on a contract, coming in agreement with somebody. You got to know, hallelujah. It would be something. If Pastor Aaron, I'm going to use him and myself. Pastor Aaron come along, and, you know, and all of a sudden I come over there, I say, oh, Pastor Aaron, you need to taste this chocolate, you know, this chocolate cake and da-da-da-da. And all along I know I done put in there some X-Lax up in there. And he'd be like, oh, that look good. And he'd been eating, and for days his stomach is rumbling and stuff. I'd be like, ha-ha-ha, I got him. I was going to get him. That's the this. I'm just saying. Aaron, hallelujah. Like you said, you better pray. Even when I go to the Goodwill and I get something, or somebody, if I'm purchasing something at the store, and the person that's touching my stuff, if they're seeing them with all of this, they look demonic and they the only cashier there, I'm praying while they bagging and touching my stuff, I'm standing there praying, buying it and rebuking spirits off of the items that I'm purchasing. I'm just saying, because I don't want that to come home, kid coming to my house. I almost quoted my address. And I don't want them to be sitting up here, and I'll be wondering, why in the world, why is something, I don't feel right in this, it looks good in the store, what's going on? Because those demonic spirits have jumped off the person, that was the cashier, onto yourself. You got to know. Hallelujah. You got to be. Try the spirit. So I'm telling you, like Pastor Aaron said, you don't know what type of mishap or whatever they doing with their hands. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Even, I'm going to go there. So if I offend you, I'm going to apologize. I'm sorry. When my children was growing up, I didn't go out. They might have worn some Jordans and Nikes and stuff. I didn't do that because I'm like, uh-uh. Do you know why? Why are you spitting? I'm not spitting on my mom. I can go get the bubblegum shoes. I'm sorry. I didn't get the bubblegum shoes. I got them some decent shoes. But I'm just saying, why am I making somebody else's rich? They're going over there and using people in third world countries starving just to make these shoes. Oh, come on, somebody. Baby fat. No, I'm not. That's demonic stuff. That if Emlyn is on the baby fat, demonic stuff. I'm not buying that mess. Come on. Then I'm going to go to the county. Then somebody else has been practicing witchcraft or, you know, they're a junkie and stuff. And they touching my stuff and I've got to bring it home and put it on. No, baby, no. Let's thanks. We got to get wise. We got to get wise about what we do and what we receive in our household. Okay. Come on, Pastor Ann. I have to get off the soapbox. Come on, people.
Amen. it's a bullet and four.
can you repeat bullets 1, 2, and 3 before we go to 4?
Okay. If number one was be careful who you connect with, which speaks for itself. Number two was investigate before committing. That means you seek out the situation first, but mostly through God. You know, have a spiritual awareness of what's going on. And number three, don't just settle for the first offer. And I paraphrase, be mindful of gifts. You don't know in which manner in which it was given. Especially, and I'm going to say, especially if a person that they revealed they had an art with you before. Now, don't build no peace offer. I'd rather just you tell me you apologize and be done with it. That's just me. Now we're on bulletin number 4. Did you seek God before the connection was made? And this was, I compare this up with, again, with verse 14, like I mentioned, for number 2, for both number 2. I would go back to verse 14 with this one. It mentioned that the Joshua, his men, they did not seek counsel from God first. And the thing about God is that God, when you go to God for anything, we know God answers prayers. Your prayers do not fall on deaf ears. So when you're asking God for something, you know, it's one thing that our ministry, we've been taught, is that you must be mindful of the counterfeit. So even in the midst of you seeking counsel, be mindful of the counterfeit. Matter of fact, if I go back to Judges, how Gideon, he made a fleece. He did the fleece. Fleece God. Meaning that he said, well, God, if this is true, show me this. So as well as you're seeking counsel, it's okay to fleece God. Not that you're testing God or playing games with God, but say, God, you know, the only way I'm going to only tell you, don't tell your friend, don't tell your family, only talk to God. Don't say too much with folks because you'll have someone listening or stuff moving in the spirit and somebody who's the counterfeit will come along and try to match up with your fleece. And it might look good for maybe a month or so, a couple of weeks or so, however, how long it takes. And now you are, like I said in bulletin 1, you'll find yourself spoiled. You know what I'm saying? But both and four, did you seek God before the connection was made? You must always seek God, keep that connection with God. You know, and the thing is, I've learned that the longer you stay talking with God, that even when a situation comes up, you immediately have your answer. This could be a new situation, but as long as you stay connected with God, you'll automatically have the answer. It's not that you know everything. It's not for you to know everything. But like Dr. Wilkes said, you must test the spirit by the spirit. You must try the spirit by the spirit. And so once you've grown spiritually, mature spiritually, then you don't have to really spend a whole lot of time in the throne room. You'll already have your answer. and it'll never lead you wrong. It'll never have you, you know what I'm saying, taking the short end of the stick. Amen. That's my take on bulletin number four.
Amen. All right. Did you seek counsel? Did you seek God? He said, like I said earlier, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. And when we look at this in Joshua 9, and Joshua, when he was the leader, verse number 22, and Joshua called for them and spake unto them, saying, wherefore have ye beguiled us, saying, we are very far from you. When ye dwelled among us, okay, if he being the point leader, being the point man, that, you know, he was he was the one that was set aside, that God appointed to follow in the footsteps after Moses. So therefore, what I'm saying to you young people, to all of you that are the supporters of your leader, this is also a warning to us that we should be, you know, making sure that, you know, whoever we connected with, we are aware. We should be ushers. Ushers is just not somebody passing out fans and giving envelopes and taking people to their seats. But ushers are the first one on guard to be able to discern, to detect what is entering in. Y'all better hear me. You better study what an usher is, hallelujah, because it ain't just what I just told you. It ain't somebody just standing there with a badge on and some white gloves at the door. They're the first ones, hallelujah, that see if there's a spirit that comes in, if a spirit is about to enter into the four-wall congregation or get into the place of worship. They're the first, you're the first one. So come on, if you are ushered, you're going to know your job today. Hallelujah. You're the first one to be able to ward off any corrupt, evil thing. So you got to have a strong discernment, even more so than the, hallelujah, the ones that are sitting in the congregation. You can be able to be the first one to bind up that spirit, rebuke that spirit. So this is what Joshua, being the leader, he made a lead. So, okay, our topic this morning is don't fall for the okey-doke. And we're giving you 5 points, 5 bullet points. Come on, somebody. We're giving you 5 bullet points of the theme behind this testimony that we just read in Joshua chapter 9. This is something that we need to understand. Hallelujah. Did you see God before you connect, the connection was made? Did you seek him? Did you say, well, that sound good. You know, this is what I've been praying for. But let me tell you something. The devil hear you praying too, especially when you were praying on you, you know, and you, it, so he goes, that's why you got to try the spirit. You got to make sure that God is it. I find out that the most things, whenever you want something, and you want it, you want something from God. Now, I'm not saying you got, sometimes you have to tell people to touch and agree with you. Hallelujah. You tell them. But you still, hallelujah, when the enemy tries to come in with that Delilah spirit, slivering up, trying to make it all packaged up real good. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And see, this wasn't no blessings, because they got sorrow in the end for them trying to be trickery. But then the princess still had this. That's why Joshua told him, you ain't going to get away. Even though you deceived us, you're not going to get out of this. You're going to still have to serve us, because you shouldn't have came this way and act like you. And you're only 3 days down the road? Come on, somebody. You better know that neighbor next door, that one that you call your buddy, bosom buddy, that's on your job and at your school, and, you know, come on. They going to come out the bag on you after a while. You got to know them. Check out, investigate. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to read, hallelujah. the bullet 1 through 4 before we get to the last bullet number 1, be careful who you connect with. Bullet number 2, investigate before committing. Bullet number 3, did you settle? Don't just settle for the first offer. Sometimes you got to hold out.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hold out. When you get the green light to go and God is giving you the assurance, then you go. And then number 4, did you seek God before connecting? The connection was made. Sometimes you got to fast and pray. Not that you're fleecing God, but you got to fast and pray to make sure that you're not operating in your flesh. All right, Pastor Aaron, come on, give us the grand finale bullet.
Amen. Bullet number 5, the contract can be changed. And when I was reading through the scriptures and I read how Joshua, he confronted them, what occurred to me was that the enough is enough anointing. That means enough is enough. That means as quick as they started was as quick as he stopped it. Because, see, Joshua knew for him, he could not afford to play with God. And he was not about to allow these guys to do that to him, to cause him to have an art with God. See, Joshua had understanding. So when you have an understanding of your position and who you are to God and where you are with God, you're not going to allow anybody to put you in jeopardy with that. You're not going to allow anybody to manipulate you or to cause you to fall short with God, because simply by if Joshua were to allow them to do what they want to do, you know, God's going to deal with those people too. But see, God was going to deal with Joshua first because the fact of the matter is, in the same way as a parent, you deal with your child may try to fall, your child may fall under peer pressure. Your response as a parent is simply, no, I'm responsible for you. So Joshua knew his responsibility as one, as a leader, but more so as a child of God. He understood the weight of this situation. And, of course, you know, like we were reviewing in the situation, Even if these guys were to have come and played on Joshua's sympathy, you know what I'm saying? Because even, you know, in the word is don't fall for the okey-doke. There are sometimes, even we as people know people don't mean no good, but we want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Because this has been another situation with Joshua. We may not ever know. But I, for myself, have been in situations where I know a person wasn't no good, but I was like, well, you know, maybe they need some help. You know, they're saying this is what they're going to do. Until it got to the point, I say no, enough is enough. So I had to really had to cut people loose. And it's not that I'm angry. I wasn't even upset. But my thing is, if it meant me destroying myself or putting myself in jeopardy for the sake of somebody else, that wasn't gonna fly. So Joshua understood this first and foremost, that he was not about to put his people in jeopardy. He was not about to put himself in jeopardy with God. And so he had to go back and check this contract out, because these men knew that they swore. They knew that they swore before God, and they swore before Joshua and his men that they were going to be the servant. And that, what I have learned in ministry, that you'll have people that will come in ministry, and on the surface they will serve you and be so kind and so sweet, but then the word will get out that they're the one who's running your ministry. And it's quite amusing. It's quite amusing. in the surface, they love you so much. Oh, we love you, Pastor. We love you, man of God. We love you, woman of God. And this is what I've learned. So this is an on-time word. This is an on-time word, because there are so many ways in which we can fall for the okey-doke, and it could be simply out of sympathy. It's not that you completely trust what this person is saying, but you want to give people the benefit of the doubt. Well, you know, maybe they need a place to call home. So you try to work with people. The word of Lord says through love and kindness have I shown thee. So you try to, you make an effort to apply this word. But as we see that Joshua had that enough. He came with that enough is enough. No, as a matter of fact, he just wasn't having it. Because the moment word got to him, he came and confronted them off the bat. Now Joseph was in his very right to slay these men. But even still, he was willing to overlook it, but said, no, look, this is what y'all swore y'all was going to do. Now, you lied now. You lied. And you threw your mud. You said what you said. But what I'm going to have you do is do like you said you were going to do. So we have to even be mindful of what we say out of our own mouth. This is us as even leaders and ministers and children of God. We have to be mindful of what we swear to and even how we make promises, how we make covenants to people. You'll be surprised what keeps you bound up. We'll be surprised. So that's why you must be mindful of what we even say. Because we may, sometimes we may be on the other side. No, we're giving this warning out. But we must also cover ourselves so we do not be like these people coming with wrong intentions. You know what I'm saying? I can acknowledge that there were times that I came with wrong intentions. You know what I'm saying? But now that I know now, and I know better, and I've been on both sides of the fence one way or another, I could honestly say that that was not good and that I must do my part staying connected with God to never let this happen ever again. And even if folks may try, you know, the weapon may form, if folks may try to form a weapon or art against me, that I can stop it right then and there, especially if I'm staying in the spirit, if I'm walking in the spirit. Amen. That's my take on five, the contract can be changed. You know, you'll be surprised who have contracts, who have a hit out against you. And I don't mean a natural hit, meaning people coming for your life, but people trying to kill your character. You'll be amazed that there's a contract out on you. But even in that, the contract can be flipped because we already know what the devil meant for evil. God will turn it out for your good. You'll find, and I'm going to say, God showed me the spirit, and this is, you know, still related to this topic here, that there were people that were trying to conspire, and God showed me a head of a hydra. A hydra is like a 7 or 8-headed dragon, but it began to tear at itself instead of trying to do harm. God showed me also the same manner of a snake swallowing its own tail. So you don't even, so as long as you stay with God, you don't even have to fight a lot of times. It's just Joshua knew that he had to confront these people and stop them right then and there. There are going to be times in ministry. And I like how, Dr. Wood, you mentioned about the usher. The usher is at the door. The usher is at the door, not just looking pretty and they white and they black or whatever colors they got on with their gloves and they catch. The usher is the guardian of the gate. The usher is the gatekeeper of that church. That means nothing should be coming to the pastor, the deacon, whoever, the bishop. I mean, you know, everyone has their own role, and I stay in my place with mine as well. But I serve as an usher. Me and my assistant pastor, we have ushered together. And there's nothing that goes through them doors that we don't catch or we don't know about. And this is even with us not quite at the mature level where we're at now, but even we had sense to know that there should be nothing or no one coming through these doors was the intent to do harm to our pastor, to do harm to our leaders at that time. Amen. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dr. Woods. That was my take on verse 5. Excuse me, on bulletin number 5.
All right. Now, the contract number 5, the contract can be changed. And as you stated, you know, Joshua, he being the leader, you know, he made this plea with this league with them. And when he decided, but you know, he didn't really wake up really until the congregation started complaining. Because when you look up at verse number 18, it said, "And the children of Israel smote them not," because see, they was ready to take them out. They was ready to take them out, and said, "Because the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel." All the congregation murmured against the princes. So even the ones that's on their side, they was mad. I'm just making it plain. Plain English. They was mad. They was ready to throw down. They was ready to get rid of them because they was bringing them trouble. Okay, who, you know what, you should be in the congregation. I'm talking to us lay members. I'm talking about if somebody come up in your camp and they coming to do, you know, to spoil your good, They coming to mess up the atmosphere. You should get godly mad. I ain't talking about no getting your flesh like, you know, like warriors, we coming to get you. Not that kind. But I'm talking about you should get godly mad at the devil for trying to come up in there and mess up stuff. Ushers, oh, ushers, oh, ushers, hallelujah. You better, everybody got their place, and you should know your place. What does your position, like I said, if there's errands, you should know what's going up in there. You are the gatekeepers. Dude, nobody's mother so-and-so, mother orange, and digging red. You know, they coming in, they've been faithful servants and stuff, and then all of a sudden here come X, Y, and Z trying to come up in there. Like, you know, they looking all fly, but, you know, you seeing them edge over to Mother Orange over there. Did you not catch that spirit that X, Y, and Z trying to rip off? Come on now. Did you not see that they trying to slide over there and get Dickie Red's wallet? You better know. I know I'm sounding comical this morning, so I know y'all probably cracking up, but that's okay. But I'm dead serious. And then here goes verse number 23. When after Joshua asked him the question in 22, he said, now therefore ye are cursed. He put a curse on them. I ain't talking about no witchcraft. I'm not talking about nothing else. Because they came deceptive. What am I saying? If the leader says, hallelujah, don't do this, this, and this because of this, this, and this, and he's backed or she's backed up by the word of God, and those individuals, come on, somebody. I think the scripture said, have no fellowship with them. Oh, glory. All right, apostle, when you come out, I know somebody, whoever's coming out, say, don't have no fellowship with them. Unless they be, you know, God could turn them over. Sometimes you got to, like, Pastor Aaron said, oh, come on, calm down, Carlita. I'm getting excited about this. Pastor Aaron said, sometimes you have to, you know, you give them a benefit of the doubt. But if they ain't trying to straighten up, if they, you know, they still coming with their deceptive ways after they came and being deceptive. All right, and I'm going to say this. I remember the time, hallelujah, when I was in the military. And I was going from one duty station to another. And I remember my pastor. I can laugh now, hallelujah. He said some people, you know, they would come in and out the ministry. He said you will leave your ministry as an usher, but by the time you get to your new duty station, you done became a prophetess, or you done became, or, you know, an evangelist, or you done became a minister or elder, so and so. Ain't went through no training, ain't been nothing. You done just drummed up this, and so you done got to your, and then if the leader ain't investigating, they thinking you say what you are because they trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. But I'm so glad. That's why people say, I'm just saying. Every ministry I left and went to, with the exception of one, when I left the ministry, I came to the new ministry, I had a letter with me from my former pastor. I didn't open it up. I didn't write on it and say change the contents of the letter or nothing. I was too scared. I was scared. You hear me, Pastor Aaron? I was scared. And this one particular one, I had a pastor in Texas. When I left Texas coming to Indiana, that man was a hard man. I got open rebuke on Sunday morning and Bible study and stuff, and he seen spirits, and he just rebuked. And sometimes I got rebuked for something somebody else did. They went to the pastor and lied. And I got rebuked, and I was so hurt. So hurt because somebody else. Hallelujah. That's why I don't be trying to get none of my pastors any type of trouble. You can call any one of them. I can give you their numbers. They're still alive, and they can tell you, no, she was not like that. And anyway, go on with this testimony. But Pastor Aaron, I was so scared. I had carried the letter for months before I gave it to my old pastor, before the one that I had now. And I was like, Lord, what is he going to, I don't know what he done said in this letter. I'm too scared to give it to him. Because I got called out for no reason at all many a time. So I didn't know what the man was going to say, because I had gave him a letter when I came to the congregation in Texas from my pastor in Germany. When I got there, he opened up the letter, and my pastor read it to the congregation. I said, who is he talking about? That ain't me. The letter was so, I mean, it was so flowery. I was like, is he talking? But it was the truth. He did say the truth. I'm not going to say he lied. But I was so afraid, and I was so amazed what the man of God had said in the letter about me. So that now my new pastor knew what type of person that they were giving. And so when I left South Bend, coming to Indianapolis, my pastor there gave a letter. I brought my letter and gave it to the bishop. I didn't know what that letter said. Then the man was on the moon. And what am I saying? So this way, I wasn't cursed. And this time, some people come, and the man or woman of God have to curse them because of their actions, because of their ways, the way that they had came in deceptive manner. Don't get mad at the leader. If the leader is a woman, a man of God, and they hear it from them, if they tell so-and-so to sit down for a while, trust the process. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The contract can be changed. So I might be evangelist, but if my pastor come and say, evangelist, you got to sit down and be sister, sit on the bench for a while. I got to be sit on the bench for a while. He or she has a reason. They see things that I'm not doing according to the will of God. A contract can be changed. So you have to know, if you connect yourself with somebody, hallelujah, and God tell you to cut them off, cut them off. Don't be trying to fix it up. Just do what God say and watch him. So again, hallelujah, we're going to read, we came from, amen, Joshua chapter 9. Our topic this morning is don't fall for the okey-doke. The morals behind this testimony is number one. Well, tell mommy to turn it on. The morals behind this testimony is, one, be careful of who you connect with. Number two, investigate before committing. Number three, don't just settle for the first offer. Number four, hallelujah. Number four is, did you seek God before the connection was made? That's a question. And number five, the contract can be changed. All right, administrator, give us a commercial, and then we're going to come back for questions and comments and open up the floor. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Administrator, we still there?
No, we still have, our system has gone down. I'm trying to pull it back up. Oh, just a second.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to his word, submit to his call, and submit to his commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
All right, administrator, any more announcements?
No more announcements at this time. However, we do welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room this morning. Amen.
Amen. All right. Don't fall for the okie doke. Amen. We are live all over the world, Blog Talk Radio, and here on the Prophetic Conference Line, the Lifeline Conference Line. Amen. And Pastor Aaron, hallelujah, my co-host, we are coming to you from Joshua chapter 9 this morning. Amen. And we've given you 5 bullets. And so we're going to open up the floor for questions and comments. If you're there on the blog side, you can press 1 on the dial of your phone, or you can put something in the chat room. Those of you that don't want to be audible, you can text your questions or comments to 334-440-152. That's 334-440-6152. So is there anyone from the blog side, the international side? We don't have any questions or comments from the blog side. We're going to open up the floor for those that is on the conference line. Amen. Anyone have a comment or a question from the conference line, you can star 6 your line and come right on in. Anyone? We are live all over the world, so please don't delay. Acknowledge yourself when you come right on in.
Morning, Dr. Wilkes.
Morning, Pastor.
All right, Pastor Simmons. Bless you, Pastor Aaron. Good grocery this morning. Thank God for breakfast for champions. Just want to make a little comment. Thank God for fire starters. Got a fire starter this morning. How's the teaching? We got fire starters, but that where we, you know, you're warming people up. And if people are cold, they have wax cold. And fire starters warm them up. And I thank God for God using y'all to warm many people up to bring forth the truth of his word. Dr. Wilkes, I do believe, the man Papa had this conversation some time ago, I do believe in this time we're living in now, when it comes to leaders carrying titles, coming from other ministries and churches, as you said, don't fall for the okie doke. I do believe that we do really need to do background checks.
Come on now.
Do like the pastors of the old, how they, like you said, you had your letter. I really do believe we need to get back doing that, because it will save us a whole lot of heartache and headache when it comes to ministry and serving. Because I believe that when people say that they are called to be an evangelist, a pastor, or elder, or minister, or whatever position that they say that they are called to. Now, we don't judge that. God is the only one that can judge that, but we can discern it. But sometimes, because our heart is so compassionate for people, I think Pastor Aaron brought it out as well, that sometimes we give people the benefit of the doubt, you know, and eventually they end up doing the same thing to you that they did over in the previous ministries, or not even dealing with ministry, maybe friendship, when it comes to friendship. It could be even people in your own family that will actually do the same thing, and sometimes it could be where they don't recognize that they are doing it. It could just be a spirit attached to them, and they don't realize that they are doing it. But then some people are just out to do it, because you know, you got to call them haters. The haters, you got the agitators, you got the spectators, you got the instigators, you got all these people that they don't care. They're going to just agitate you, just going to do something to try to shift you, to frustrate you, aggravate you. Now, we know those people the enemy will use, they are there because they operate from that carnality place. But we really need to get back to that place of when people say that they are leaders, called to ministry. We really do need to get a background check. Where you coming from? Because the reason why I say that, because I was thinking about this well-known leader in this area, in the Hampton Roads area. Well-known leader overseeing a big ministry in this area. Come to find out, the man was really a pedophile. He was like in this ring of trafficking, sex trafficking young girls. Now, this man over a large ministry, y'all may have seen it because it hit the public news, but you over a large congregation of people, and these people looking, and some people, you know, was talking about, well, we know we're supposed to pray for the man of God. That's true. But if you really did a thorough background check and you really discern what you got, then you'll know that, wait a minute, something ain't right here. That's why I thank God for, I call it kingdom discernment. When you can really discern, I ain't falling for the okie-dokie no more. My eyes are wide open in the realm of the spirit. My ears are open in the realm of the spirit where I ain't falling for the okie-dokie. And like you say, you got to be careful who you connect with, because you can easily get contaminated by people that you're trying to help or you're trying to, we know we have to show love even to our enemy. Pray for them. That's a hard thing, but it ain't too hard for God. So I just bless God for y'all teaching on this morning, giving those powerful nuggets to help many to make it out to our lives so we won't fall for the okie-dokie, because in this time we're living in now, oh, my goodness, it's only rared up. It's only increasing. And now people have put on that facade or that form of godliness to make you think they with you, or to make you think that they're somebody great. But your discernment will peep them out. It will let you know. So thank God for y'all teaching on this morning. Bless you, Pastor Aaron.
And you know what? Let me say this, Apostle. Even when I came with a letter and I knew that my calling and what God had called me to do, I didn't just bombard in the ministry and just say, oh, I'm evangelist so-and-so, 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 blah, 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 blah. And people that may have known me in the new congregation, or they, you know, they discerned it. And I this was the first time I had it when I was in South Bend. I was with my best friend. She told me, she said, when you first came in the church, when you walked past me from your hind apart, I was like, ooh, who is that? She said, girl, the anointing was all over you. I was like, okay. I didn't come in trying to get in, hurry up and get in the pulpit, try to be a teacher. I didn't say nothing. I came and I sat. I sat in the congregation, praise the Lord, right along with everybody else, until the pastor gave me permission to move. I wasn't just coming in there just telling them, oh, I'm a Sunday school teacher. Can I just start, you know, teaching Sunday school class? You got a position for me? No. But sometimes the people mess up. God, I truly believe my mother taught me even before I got saved, your gift will make room for you. She taught us that well. She said, you don't have to say who you are, what you are. And so, and I'm saying this because sometimes I believe that this is where how people get off, and they know that it's okay. If they go join with such and such, such and such, they're going to be full of fame, or they're going to get all the, you know, get whatever this is. And these, when you look at this testimony here in Joshua chapter 9, they already know the fame that Joshua and the children of Israel had because of the God that they served. So that's why they came and made this league with them, because they didn't want to be killed. They didn't want Joshua to do to them what they had done to the other countries or the other cities and the kings. We have to see. That's why we even though when we give a benefit of the doubt of somebody coming along, we still need to hear from God. Don't fall for the okie-doke. I'm not saying that all panhandlers are on the street is false. But there are some of them that are. They being greedy and not needy. I'm just going to say that again. There are some folks that are greedy and not needy, naturally and spiritually. And that's why I call it the Delilah spirit. Be so ever careful. We got to be wise, saints of God. And hallelujah. I don't know if Pastor Aaron, you still there? Because I know you're about to get ready to go to your assignment, your work.
Oh, yes, I'm still here. I'm still I'm about to stop in a few. But I do want to say to Apostle Simmons, you know, thank you, man of God, for tuning in with us this morning. And I like what you mentioned, the aiders. You know, that's why I was saying earlier, you meet different people, but we find ourselves dealing with the same kind of spirit. And, you know, so even in the spirit, you know, there's ways to cut the head off of those things, you know what I'm saying? And you got people that may, even after you got rid of that spirit, what I've learned in ministry from, you know, just me being growing up in ministry, is that, you know, so you're going to have those that are going to try to attempt to do the same stuff. But at some point, you know, we as leaders, and even as a Christian, you got to be in Christ, right? You have to decide when is your enough is enough. Because I could want it to be enough for you, but you may not want that. You know what I'm saying? So you probably can take or handle more than I could, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? But I want to make this point. I was sharing with some people, and I find myself sharing with people, especially now, is that, yes, if you are professing to be a Christian of Christ, like, you don't have to always retaliate.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same manner, you don't have to be a doormat neither. You know what I'm saying? Because the word of the Lord says that he'll make your enemy your footstool. So you don't have to sit there and allow people to just abuse you, use you up. You still can love them, but, you know, I know you can still love people at a distance. I mean, you still can love them. I was talking with a minister this week, the other day, and he said he was over this congregation for almost 30 years. He said 29 years. And he was covering them and all. They wanted to vote them out because they wanted to have stuff their way. They got this new minister that they wanted, and in the same breath as they got that new minister, they wanted him back. He said, "No, I'm not coming back." He said, "You know," and I listened to this man of God, and I listened to him, and you know, me and him began to laugh. You know, and we're talking about some real tough situations, not from everyday people you see on the street, but we're talking about some true church hurt and betrayal. And all we can do for me as a younger generation, to him as an older generation, all we can do was laugh, but still give God the thanks and glory. You know what I'm saying? He shared this with me. He said, you know, but to this day, he said, my wife doesn't like it, but I still cover these people. I still pray for them. You know, I don't, you know, even though I'm no longer over that ministry, he says, I still cover and I still pray for them. So even the people who have come and gone with our ministry, you know, there's still nothing but love. If I see them in public, I'm going to speak. You know, because my thing is, you ain't hurting me. You know, when you've done what you've done, you've made an art against God. All I can do is just pray for mercy and ask God to keep me in the right alignment. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm never so far removed. I'm warning everybody about this person, that person. It could be me. And that's why the word of God says you must always search your own heart. You got to search yourself because you don't want to be the haters. You don't want to be the dictators, the spectators, the instigators, and now you want to be the investigator. And you want the wrong crime scene. You want did the crime. Amen. So I'm gonna share that, and I'm still listening. I'm still gonna be on, but I gotta drop my son off, and I'm headed to my assignment as well. Amen. God bless y'all. I love y'all.
All right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Dr. Will.
Yes,
Dr. Will. Pastor Aaron, he just said something powerful there, and I think we all as leaders have to learn that, and I know that is a passion as a leader when you have that heart, when you know that people, as he was giving the concerning the pastor being over this flock for so many years and how they voting him out. That's why I don't like the voting system. But but when you still can love a people that you know they did you wrong, that's the love of God. And that's why I say it's a hard thing, but at the same time, it's an easy thing because when you got the love of God in you, no matter what people have done to you, if we the pattern and followers of Christ and look what Judas tried to do to him, And he still, even though Judas went and hung himself, but at the same time, when we have that love, people going to wreak the hot coals on their own head when they try to set you up, sabotage you, or agitate you, frustrate you, or whatever. When you have that love, and he said you can meet them somewhere and you can still have a conversation with them, still speak to them, still pray for them, that's the love that you have in your heart, that you know it has to come from God. When they're throwing arrows in your back and they're doing all these different things against you, and people are out there, and these are people that say that they are Christians, believers, that are actually trying to do this against you just to see you fail, fall. But at the same time, when we have that love in us that God has given us, we can love. I call love the hell right out of them. But some people ain't going to change. But at the same time, because we have that love of God in our heart, we know not to fall for the okie dokie the second time, the third time. So many people fall for it so many times and keep getting the same results. But after a while, I call them life lesson learned. We ought to have to learn by now. Wait a minute. I can't keep falling for the okie dokie, allowing people to do me this way. Because even though our heart is compassionate and we want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but at the same time, we have to protect ourselves. And like Pastor Aaron said, we can love them from a distance. They don't have to be up in our face. They don't have to be around us. But even when it comes to family, we love our family and the blood. That's blood. You know, people say blood is thicker than water, family, but at the same time, you still got family members that are like that, that you have to distance yourself because of maybe jealousy, envy, or whatever it is that will come, you know, to try to agitate you or to try to put on a sob story to try to pull from you to be leeches in so many words. So I just bless God again. I thank him for driving that point because many leaders, they will find themselves, if somebody done them wrong, they will find themselves acting a certain way or thinking a certain way about people. And like he said, sometimes we have to check ourselves to make sure that it's not us. So it's critical that we examine our own selves so that we won't have a bitter heart, so we won't carry unforgiveness and cause us to miss out on our opportunity and our blessing that God has for us. So bless you. I'm going on mute, woman of God. Bless y'all on this morning again.
All right. Amen. And we do have to examine ourselves and make sure that we're not the one that's trying to give the okie doke to somebody else. You know, we don't want to be deceptive in any type of way. So that's we don't want to be. You can act. My mom she used to tell us this all the time. I used to get so tired of hearing it, but I thank God for the woman. She said, you can act a lie as well as tell a lie. And sometimes when you act a lie, that's worse than telling a lie. So I was like, my. I took that same thing, and I used to tell my children the same thing. You acting a lie? Well, no. And then I would make sure that they understood how bad it is for a liar. I used to make sure that my mom told us this. She said, you know what? All liars is going to the lake. They're going to be the first one. Come on, they're going to go with the fearful. And so when she, I just like, okay. And so I hear my daughter tell her son, she said, I'm going to tell you, my mama used to tell me, and I'm telling you, I don't like liars. I said, a liar won't tarry in his sight. Come on. The word is the word. So let's not act lies. Let's not be deceptive. Let's not be like these ones here in Joshua chapter 9. We don't want to have that. That's trying to pull the okie doke on somebody. Mm-mm. We don't want that. Administrator, is there any comments or questions on the blog side?
All lines are clear at this time.
All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyone else on the conference line? Don't fall for the okie doke. We gave you 5 pointers this morning. Hallelujah for those who just came on the line. Don't fall for the okie doke. You got to know, hallelujah, these are the pointers behind the lesson on this morning. Amen. We certainly want you to understand, hallelujah, that moral behind the testimony was, number one, be careful of who you connect with. Number two, investigate before committing. Don't just settle for the first offer. Number four, in the form of a question, did you seek God before the connection was made? And number five, the contract can be changed. Glory to God. So is there anyone else? Star 6, your line. Make sure that you acknowledge that you're there so that we can know.
God bless you, Mother, Prophet, Evangelist. This is Mother Johnson. How are you?
I'm wonderful this morning.
Woman of God, this is a heavy, heavy subject. I've been listening from the very beginning, and I'm reminded so much. And it seems funny. My pastor, Pastor Matthews, has been on this series, When Giving Up Counts for Something. And basically, to me, it's not only talking about, marriage between two people, but in a way of saying marriage between God and man. And I was thinking about on the natural side how a young lady I know, a lot of times we see comical movies or, movies, how people get to the altar to get married, and then one of the two partners, the male or the female, decides to bow out at that time. You have to have some nerve to do what they did, but they dodged a bullet when they decided not to get married at the altar. But see, you have to have the nerve to say no when certain situations come up. And a lot of people are embarrassed because they get into those situations and they stay in them for so long until when it's time to say no, the devil really makes it hard for them to say no. And I thought about a young lady that I know personally. She did that. She told me, she said, Roxy, she said, 1 week before I was to get married, she said, everything was set in place. She said, all we had to do was just go to the church and have a wedding. She said, and I met somebody, and I met the one that I was supposed to marry. But the one that I was going to marry did not know. And she said, I called the wedding off 1 week before everything was set in place. You know how it is. You done got the caterer. You done got all the girls' dresses made and the whole nine yards. And she called off the wedding. And she married the one that she said God intended for her to marry. To this day, they're still married. And she said, Roxy, she said, I was so hesitant and so, she said, so bothered by the fact that I didn't listen to God. And 1 week before, see, sometimes we put ourselves in situations, and God has been telling us all along, leave it alone. Don't go that way. Don't talk to this one. Don't operate under this ministry. But because of what the enemy brings to our mind and the embarrassment that we will have if we don't do what we say we're going to do, and a lot of times when you have such a strong, strong belief, actually have to say, no, I can't do this. 1 week before I get married, I can't do this. The devil doesn't want us to bow out. He's setting us up. And especially when your ministry is so strong, the devil wants to bring shame upon God, and knowing that if you go through with this commitment that you've made, be it in ministry, marriage, friendships, whatever, the repercussions that will come behind it But how many of you know I'd rather suffer the repercussions than to get into something God told me no? So I enjoyed, and I got so much out of this lesson on this morning, and I just want to say God bless you all and have a blessed day.
All right, Mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. There. Don't fall for the okie doke. I was like, when it hit me, Mother Roxy,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I was in the, and we was at the gas station, and my husband was pulled out, and then it just hit me like, bam. I said, whoa. I did. I said, whoa. I heard something. I called Pastor Aaron as soon as the Lord hit me. I ain't got the toy with this one. He said molded, and this is how it happened, Mother. He said molded bread. Don't fall for the okey doke. Automatically, the scripture came back to me. Bam! I called Pastor mm-hmm. Aaron. I said, this is where you go. And God gave me the topic. I mean, you know, just gave me the pointer.
Yeah.
I went back because I had read that passage of scripture before. And then mm-hmm. I just, you know, even this, I was reading this morning, the Lord was just, I'm telling you, it's something how God is so amazing, how he just pulls things
yes.
from the world to understand. He said, the people need to don't be deceived.
That's
don't,
right.
Don't, mm-hmm. you know, we know God is not mocked. So we have to mm-hmm. really, really be careful. Like I said, that Delilah spirit. Oh, my goodness. Come just as smooth,
yeah.
And trying to be all the stuff like they all nice and you know want to just be your friend and they mm-hmm. all for you and all this kind of old stuff. No.
Mm-hmm.
Deceptive, no. They backstabbers. My. You know I ain't been saved all my life, y'all. So just excuse me. You know, that song came out, I forgot who they said, watch out for the backstabbers. We have to be backstabbers. You have to watch it. They smiling in your face. Oh, come on.
All the time they want to take your place.
They want to take your place. Watch out. They backstabbers. I might not got the words right, but y'all know what I'm saying.
Backstabbers. Backstabbers.
Yes, backstabbers. Jesus, don't fall for the
they're Decepticons. Decepticons, possible. Decepticons.
My. Anyone else with a comment this morning?
God bless you, Dr. Wilkes and Pastor Aaron. I thank Almighty God for this word on this morning. I thank Almighty God. You said don't fall for the okie doke. Even when you begin to speak on liars, because the Most High God, you know, he has us praying and coming against the lying spirit. Even when you begin to speak on how the Most High God said that a liar will not tarry in his sight.
No.
Because when that liar begins to even open up his mouth, even before his mouth moves, the Most High God is going to say, depart from him, because he's not going to even allow them to even speak. And when it comes to lies, the Most High God, he will vindicate and he will expose. We don't chase lies. We don't try to justify or vindicate ourselves. The Most High God, he will expose and he will reveal. But he hates so, and we hate it so, because of the damage that it does. When people have lied on people, they have caused people to go to jail. They have caused relationships to break up. They have caused ministries to divide. They have caused so many relationships, mothers and daughters, fathers and sons. And it stems a lot of it from jealousy and from envy. And that's why that spirit of jealousy is so cruel. And even when you were talking about far as in the church,
when God, when the Most High God gives us discernment, and Dr. Wilson, you asked Aaron, you all began to say, I think Pastor Aaron was saying this as well too, pertaining to everybody is not in that same place in their spiritual walk. Everybody's discernment is not the same. Some people seek after natural things, and then there are some that seek after those spiritual things. And when the Most High God gives you a keen spirit of discernment, and he allows you to see certain spirits in operation, there are those that's not going to always understand your discernment. They will try to dummy it down as if you don't see what you see. But when you know your Holy Ghost, when you know your Holy Ghost and you know your God, and the Most High God shows you, and especially if you are an intercessor, God will have you to pray and to come against the spirits, because sometimes even in ministries, guards will change, but the same spirit is in operation. So when you have that discernment and you see, because nobody can talk or dummy me down when it comes to my discernment, because I know what the Most High God reveals, and I know how to pray and come against those spirits. And when the Most High God says speak it, we speak it, because it's better to obey the Most High God than to obey man. So I thank Almighty God for this powerful word on this morning. And even far as being lied on, they lied on Jesus. They ostracized him. They sabotaged him. And it came from those religious folks. You have many that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of Almighty God to truly operate in their lives. And a lot are caught up in titles. They want to be known. They want to be seen. They want to be recognized. So I just thank God for this word, the wisdom, the knowledge, the revelation that you all come forth with, because this is what the people need to hear. So I said, Lord God, you know, even things that I have experienced, and I said, I must be so close to some powerful, phenomenal blessings, because this devil is attacking on every side. But the greater one lives in me. And when it comes to discernment, the Most High God will let you look in a person's face. He'll show you the face behind the face. He'll show you the eyes behind the eyes, where them pupils, they'll jump out, and you say, oh, I see you, devil. And once the enemy knows you see him, he can't hide no more. It's going to manifest in your sight. Every time you come around, that spirit going to get angrier and angrier, and it's not going to be able to hold back. It's going to manifest. And then we just continue to pray, because there's power in it. And you got a lot of praying going on. But the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, a righteous woman, that's what you availeth. It ain't about how nobody sound. It ain't about how great and grand nobody's speaking. It's about what we live in, and it's about Almighty God hearing our prayers, and we're living this life, and we're sold out to him in Jesus' mighty awesome name. And we have to know. It ain't about how we look. It ain't about what we're saying. Because you got a lot of wolves. And a lot of wolves, they not in sheep clothing no more. The wolves are straight up wolves, and they showing you that they wolves. But a lot of people, they don't have the discernment to even see the wolf when the wolf is right in front of their face. So I thank Almighty God for you, Dr. Wolf, and Pastor Aaron, on today, in Jesus' mighty awesome name. God bless you. Thank you. And forgive me if I talk too much.
No. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes,
anybody
ma'am.
Else? This is precious to me. That's why I might sound like I'm silly this morning, but I'm telling you, this word is just so good to me. I don't know what to say. Anybody else? Start speaking your lies. Glory to God. Don't fall for the okie doke. My God. Well, people of God, I believe, hallelujah, that you should have gotten something this morning. Before we close it out, I got, amen, one more passage that I want to read. And Apostle kind of hallelujah, talking about the aiders. It's coming from Psalms 81. I'm going to read verses 8 through 15. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, but you stick your name there. O Carlina, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange God be in thee. Neither shall thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, I will fill it, would not hearken to my voice. And Israel would none to me of me. So I gave them up to their own heart lust, and they walked in their own counsel. See, this is what was going on. Because they didn't hear, they didn't even acknowledge God in Joshua 9 and 14. So I gave them up to their own heart lust in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me and Israel and walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies. See, when you walk at this, somebody just said, when you walk in the ways of God, you don't have to defend yourself. God gonna do it. He said he would soon subdue their enemies. If you walk up right before him, he will withhold no good thing from you. That's why he said, in all thy ways acknowledge me, and I shall direct thy path. We have to understand that the way of the righteous, the footsteps of the righteous are ordained by God. Do we really believe that? Then go on. And turn my hand against their adversaries, the haters. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves to him, but their time should have endured forever. They only got an appointed time, in other words. The haters of the Lord. You got to know, don't fall for the old yoke. Allow, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Allow 1 John 4 and 1. You got to try those spirits by the Spirit. Come on. Those spirits, they're going to come and try to be not deceived to the Most High God. Don't be deceived. Young people, don't be deceived by somebody coming and trying to, you know, get you to fall for the okey-doke. You done heard the word. You got to sit up there and examine. Check them out. Check out the, you know, you got your list now. Check them out. be a background investigator. You got to be those that have to hear, that, you know, seeing. If you're an usher, hallelujah. You may not be an usher in the four-wall congregation, but God may have given you an assignment to be a gatekeeper to the kingdom of God. If he said, go down and pray this territory, pray against that territory, be on guard. Hallelujah. I'm not saying be, as prophet says, our visionary. Don't be suspicious. Ooh, Jesus. Y'all pray for me. I hope y'all praying for me. Pray for Carlita. She got some issues. But I'll tell you what, even with my issues, my God, hallelujah, I'm putting them on the altar. Don't fall for the okey-doke. I can't even let my heart is deceitfully wicked. No man can know it but God, so that's why I got to give my heart to God. You got to give your heart to God. We got to give our mind, our soul, our body, our spirit, hallelujah, allow him to lead and guide. I'm telling you, I'm full this morning. I'm full. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. This word has been this. It's been dynamic. It's been dynamic in my spirit this Tuesday. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Woo, Father. Hallelujah. You got to know. You got to know. You got to know. Hallelujah. So anyone else have a question or comment? Star 6, your line. Come right on in. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, hold on. Some people talking at one time. Administrator, are you talking?
No, ma'am.
All right. All right. Okay, so there's a couple people was coming in.
This is Roxy.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to make it very short. I remember when I had gotten divorced, a lot of times we open up our spirits because we're hurt. And that's what I did. I can remember when I was devastated and my spirit was open. When you open up your spirit and you come into contact with other spirits, you allow those spirits to come into you. In a sexual way. And when you start to allow those spirits to come in, they bring all the other spirits that they're dealing with.
That's right.
And I was so affected by that. And every time I would be with this individual, I kept feeling this spirit. And I was like, oh, my God. And then that spirit made me afraid to get away from it. And I said, Lord, please help me get away. And see, we open up ourselves to so many things, so many spirits. And we don't realize how many spirits that individual has, what that individual has been with, and so on and so on and so on. And those spirits try to get into you. And if you don't get away from that and cut it off, you will take yourself to a place where you've never been before. And then you will open up your spirit to others. And I said, Lord, help me close this door. And that's when I really learned about the doors that we open in our lives and how they take effect on you and how they attach themselves to you and then how hard it is to be detached from those spirits. You're talking about a warfare. That's a warfare. When you try to get spirits out of you that you allowed to come into you. Because the enemy, he is anybody that has made up their mind that they want to do all that God has for them to do. And they allow these spirits that are not of God to come in them by any means. It's going to take a warfare to get those spirits out. But God knows when I became free, says he whom the Son has set free, is free indeed. So we have got to be careful how we open up our doors, whether it's your ear gate, your eye gate, whatever door you're opening in. You've got to be careful. That's all I had to say, woman of God.
Ballot releasing this morning. Anyone else?
Yes, good morning. Blessings, Angela Wilkes. This is Prophet Elect Tina Rice. The
good
Lord,
morning.
The scripture you just read was the word the Lord woke me up to this morning when I was reading. And as y'all were going through, I was just sitting there just quietly. Because it was just confirming everything, leading up to this week. And then just now hearing the testimony, I've just been guarding myself because this week has been any and everything, trying to come back from past issues to attaching, even watching how even in business, you know, so many people just think, trying to come in contact with me, and I'm most definitely not falling for the okie doke. there, done that. Come on, season. I ain't going for that. Got some hats and some diplomas of that, and that's done, and I'm not going backwards. So this was an on-time word, and when you read the scripture, I just broke down and cried because I'm thankful for where God has taken me, and again, I'm thankful for your teachings. I know I'm quiet a lot because I'm listening, and I'm learning, and I'm writing. I'm more quiet than anything. But I'm truly thankful for the wisdom that you impart when you do come offline and drop the nuggets, truly. So, like I said, I don't know you yet, but I'm looking forward to really getting to know you and allowing God to allow you to invest in me also, because I'm very, very picky who I open myself up to in that way also, too. But thank you, and God bless you for this word. Thank you.
You're welcome, woman of God. Hallelujah. Anyone else with a question or a comment this morning? Hallelujah. Don't fall for the okie doke. Woo! I tell you, this is hallelujah. I thank God for our visionary. Amen. He's listening in on the other end. Hallelujah. We bless God for him, the man of God. We thank God for all the kingdom leaders, all that is listening in. You may not say anything, but you're taking your notes. Hallelujah. I know that sometimes it says, what is wrong with her? Amen. Hallelujah. And it just says, as Pastor Brown said, what in the world is she on? I'm on Jesus. Hallelujah. The most high. All right. Good morning, Dr. Matthew, sir.
Good morning to you, woman of God, and top of the morning to the saints of God on today. And certainly, we thank God for you. Thank God for the word that came forth from you. And the questions and the comments that were made, we just bless the Lord for them as well. And certainly, we thank God for the topic. Just the topic itself carry a lot of weight. Thank God for the points that you gave us, those PowerPoints, but it's really blessed us today. Just taking that reflective thought as well as processing what you released to the people of God on this day, and giving God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing in a time like this for us. To engage us and to understand and really what God is saying to us for the right now. I just really bless the Lord for this word on today, which you released to us on this morning for the people to be really blessed and to open them up to the next level in them and to make them aware of what we're dealing with, especially in this crucial time. So I just thank God for you on today. Evangelist was a very powerful point for us to hold on to and write them on the table of our heart so that we will know and understand what is befalling us and to make us aware that as believers and men and women of God, this is a very strategic time for all of us so that we won't fall for the okey-doke in the season of our lives. So be aware of what's the next is coming, because we're so close to some things that God has prepared for our life right now. So I just bless the Lord for you on today, and thank God. Thank God for you on today.
Thank you, visionary, Dr. Matthew, sir. Hallelujah. I bless God, hallelujah, for even Pastor Aaron this morning as he co-hosted the it's wonderful, hallelujah, that we can just come and share this word, hallelujah, because if you just have to dig in. You may not see what I saw, But I just said, I know that God has a plan for us. If he's suddenly thinking, he said, there's another song, like I told him up to me this morning. I hear a song that's ringing in my heart and say, oh, Zion, what's the matter now? Hey! Hallelujah. Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? So we got to realize, Zion, your kingdom, this is a shakening. This is a shakening. God is, he just studies and wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. I want y'all to wake up. Do y'all understand the positioning that I'm putting y'all in? Do you understand? This is a season really that it's mostly the kingdom of God. When the enemy, suffering violence, but the violence taken back by force. And I'm here to tell you, we only going to take it back by force when we hear the voice of the Lord and act upon it when he tell us to act upon it. We be slowful. We be lazy. We be lackadaisy. We be trying to get to it when we can get to it on our time. Instead of moving when God said move, we're going to miss every opportunity that God has released for us kingdom people of God. That's why we can't fall for the okie doke. We got to know the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Be in tuned. We got to be really in tune. So I bless God this morning. Hallelujah for all the comments this morning. I bless God for the people of God all over the world. Hallelujah, those that are far, those that are near, those, hallelujah, that's in the background praying, those, you know, it's just a blessing. Hallelujah, to just be able to serve a true and living God. And I bless them. So is there any other comments this morning before we close? All right, perhaps there is someone that's on this line listening in. You have fallen out of the grace of God. Feel like God don't love me no more. Feel like God just don't hear my voice no more. Don't. I've been too bad. And you just feel that, you know, that God is just going to step you back in. Don't fall for the okie doke. Don't listen to the devil. God loves you. He wants you to be, hallelujah, part of the kingdom. You got to repent, wait. You got to submit yourself unto God, hallelujah. That's the only way that you're going to be able to resist the devil, hallelujah. There may be some that have never given your life to Christ. You don't know which direction to turn. You don't know who right, who wrong. Don't worry about all of that. Know that the word of God is right. And you have to be born of the water and of the spirit. Hallelujah. So for those of you, hallelujah, we're going to pray for you this morning. And if you really feel the tugging on your heart, you need a congregation, no matter where you are, to connect to. You can call 877-912-2027. That's 877. 877-912-2027. Leave your name and your number so someone can call you back and that they can be able to direct you to a ministry that is close to you, that can connect you, hallelujah, and help you continue to walk the journey, hallelujah, of living as a believer holy unto God. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise your name, Lord God, for this word on this morning. We come, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, lifting you up most high. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that those that are listening in, oh God, men, some may have fallen away from, Lord God, the cross. Some may have never taken up their cross to follow after you. And Lord God, if you have tugged on their hearts, and they're halted between two decisions. Father, I pray this morning, according to your word, that they would choose ye this day whom they would serve. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they would choose to serve you, that they would serve, hallelujah, to walk in the beauty of holiness, oh God. As they, Lord God, are gathering themselves together to walk in the spirit of repentance, oh God, and walk in the spirit of submissiveness, Lord, to you. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you, oh God, will help them, Lord God, to make the conscientious decision, Lord, to be, hallelujah, be baptized, oh God, hallelujah, according to your word. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they, oh God, will receive the gift of your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, be born of the water and of the spirit. But Father, hallelujah, until they come into this appointed time, Lord God, let them understand that repentance is very important, oh God, that they have to turn away from the life that they're living, oh God, so that they, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, can be able to come into alignment with your word and have a relationship with you. And Father God, hallelujah, if they have made that decision, oh God, Lord God, to follow after you, Lord, I pray that they will call, oh God, hallelujah, to get more direction, Lord God, to connect to a body of believers, Lord, so that they can walk this thing out, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, until you come. Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. And, oh God, if there is any, oh God, hallelujah, that have did things that is contrary to the word, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for forgiveness, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, align ourselves, oh God, and get it right, oh God, before you, Lord, not walk in disobedience, not walk in rebellion, not walk in being stiff-necked, oh God. For wholeheartedly, oh God, whoever we are, wherever we are, Lord, that we will, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, hear ye your voice, oh God. You said your sheep know your voice and another they will not follow. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we are not wolves, but we are truly sheep, oh God. Hallelujah, following after your voice, oh God. You are the great shepherd. You are the I am that I am, oh God. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, let your blood prevail. Lord God, hallelujah. Watch over your people each and every place, oh God, that they may abide. Lord God, see you around about, oh God, keeping them from danger, seen and unseen, Lord, until we join ourselves together again to this place, Lord, at the appointed time. And Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, we pray, hallelujah, if the Lord's will, hallelujah, that we would rejoin ourselves in communion, hallelujah, of your presence, oh God, with the Dean Simmons, oh God, in the morning, Lord, at 5 a.m., Lord God, hallelujah, with the marriage form. God, I pray right now that your anointing will continue to rest, rule, and abide upon the man and woman of God. Lord, preparing, hallelujah, for the word and for your people, oh God, in the morning, in the name of Jesus. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. Now, God, watch over our visionary as he travels, oh God, hallelujah, those of the team that are traveling with him, Lord God. I pray right now, hallelujah, that they're protection of, oh God, you will supply everything that they would need, oh God. Give them favor, oh God, where they don't even know that favor is going to come. But we thank you right now for all the blessings that is going to rest upon them and for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, go in the grace and strength of the Lord, and we say shalom, hallelujah, from this morning. Be blessed.
Like never before, we're waging war. Territory. I'm ready for the battle. I'm ready to win. glory.